was asking you about different vegetables and things last time. A leafy vegetable that I was asking you about. You mentioned lettuce, and another one was
cabbage.
Yeah. And say if you had a, what about a different kind of beans that are grown?
Pinto beans.
Yeah. Anything besides that that people might grow in their garden or something like that?
No. Not other than what I said yesterday.
Mm-hmm. What about those, the ones that are kind of flat and fat, you know?
String beans?
Yeah. You grow very many of those?
Yes.
Have you ever heard people call that type of bean by any other name?
Snap beans.
Snap beans, same thing.
Yeah.
Say if you had just picked a lot of beans. Yeah. Say if you just picked a mess of beans and you say you have to sit down and do what to them?
String and
you know, just to get the pods off of you, say you have to
snap them,
or those large, you have those large flat kind of beans, you know, that they're, you have to take the pod off of them?
Yeah, shuck them.
Or
with peas.
Yeah.
Can't remember the word we use.
Mm-hmm. What about shell?
Yeah, shell.
Mm-hmm. What I was trying to find out was butter beans. Do you have those grown?
Not too many. Lima beans. We don't have too many.
Mm-hmm. That's not the same thing as butter beans.
Yeah, they're the same thing for us, but we don't have many butter beans.
Well, say you took the tops off of a lot of turnips and cooked them that way, you'd say you're cooking a mess of
greens.
You ever heard any other term used mean the same thing?
No.
What about salad or salad?
No.
Haven't heard that used. Or say if I asked you to go to the store to buy some lettuce, I'd probably ask you to go down there and get a couple of
heads.
Have you ever heard that word? Heads used in any other way as a quantity of something besides lettuce or cabbage or something like that?
No.
Or say maybe if a man had a lot of children, maybe seven boys and seven girls.
Well, with cattle sometimes they say seven head.
Seven head of cattle. Have you ever heard of a man refer to his children as having so many head of children?
No.
Haven't heard that. Or say if a man had a lot of children like that, seven boys and seven girls, he might say, well, he just got a whole
herd of children.
Whole herd of children. Have you ever heard that put any other way besides herd or
mess?
Mess of children.
A bunch
of children. Yeah. What about passel?
No, that's not used very often.
Really? Would you say that for me?
Yeah, we don't use the word passel.
Yeah. Say, on an ear of corn, that the part on the outside
cup, the shuck.
Call that shuck. What about the top, the part that grows right out?
The husk.
Top? Is that the same?
The whiskers?
Yeah.
The husk. Yeah.
What is that, whiskers? What do you?
That's just what we call it.
Uh-huh. Is that the part that grows right out the top of the stalk?
No, that's the right out the top of the ear.
Mm-hmm. And that's the whiskers.
Yeah.
Is there any particular name for that part? I think it's used in pollination and all that. They grow right out the top of the stalk of corn.
The blade? Mm-hmm. No.
What
I can't
about,
remember.
What about the tassel or tossel?
Yeah, tossel.
Tossel, yeah. And that stuff, that stringy stuff on the ear itself, you call that the...
Just the whiskers or the tossel sometimes. Yeah.
Have you ever heard that called the silks or something?
Yeah, like that? Silk sometimes.
Same thing.
Yeah. Corn silk.
Mm-hmm. Is there a general term that you use to describe corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?